Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and today's show is going to be about fiddle players. And I had the idea and I thought I'd love to play the fiddle players whose music I really enjoy. Well, what a mission that is. I'd need to do about six shows. And in the end, I just picked out some of the fiddle players who are my favourites and some tunes that represent some work that I really like. It was perfectly appropriate that we kick it off with the tune Soaring on the Strings, and that's Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle there. Fine fiddle player, and always managed to capture the mood of the song very well with the playing. And that's probably the way it is with many of the fiddle players that I'm going to play for you today. Their obvious favourites is a huge list of people that I haven't got on the show, and they'll just turn up again another time. But I couldn't do a show without leaving out Kenny Baker, one of the great fiddle players of all time. I have always enjoyed his playing. He influenced Colleen greatly. And here's a tune of Kenny's from the Baker's Dozen LP. And it's a tune called The Cross-Eyed Fiddler. Let's have a listen to it. Kenny Baker with The Cross-Eyed Fiddler. He just captures so many different feels within his playing. I just love it. He carries a melody. He decorates it in different ways through each time. And he's just wonderful to watch. I saw him playing with Bill Monroe. And he was wonderful there. He stood off to the side. He played. His backup was superb. His breaks were great. His hat sat on top of his head in a particular way, like he hated it being there. But he was just a treat to listen to. And I really enjoy it. Very sorry for the slightly muddy quality of that track. That was recorded off one of my LPs, my long playing LPs, and it had a flogging. Jumping forward a few years, a fiddle player who's come to my notice recently is a delightful young lady called Karina Rose Logston, and she plays with a band called High Fidelity. I first saw her with Chris Henry at Mountain Grass in Australia and enjoyed her playing then. She's one who also manages to capture the melody and the rhythm and the feel of it in a special way. And from her album Bluegrass Fiddler, I'm going to play the tune Foggy Mountain Top, which is a great old song originally by the Carter family, and she sings in this one and also plays the fiddle break. So let's listen to Karina Rose Logston.
Some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the waves. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. You've caused me to weep, you've caused me to mourn, you caused me to leave my home. That lonesome pine in the good old times, I'm on my way back home. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the waves. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the waves. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love.
Oh, great version of that song, wasn't it? She sings well and she plays well. When I listen to a fiddle break, I listen and think, yes, that just defines that song, and that's how she plays. I really enjoy her playing. Another person who does exactly that, of course, is Bobby Hicks, who has worked with Bill Munro. Well, he's worked with everybody, but with Bill Munro in the very early days. Later on in the program, we're going to hear some of his work there. But he worked a long time with Ricky Skaggs, and he was the fiddle player that Tony Rice chose for the Bluegrass album band. And from the album Down the Road, the Bluegrass songs of Flat and Scruggs, I've picked a tune called Somehow Tonight. And this is with Bobby Hicks playing fiddle. And in particular, listen to the backup that he's doing. It's absolutely superb. Wonderful fiddle player, Bobby Hicks, and a real gentleman too. Here comes Somehow Tonight.
Somehow tonight these tears of mine keep falling. Come back, sweetheart, and be true. I thought your love was something I could treasure to brighten my pathway through the years. Now all I can see is feel lonely, my darling. Somehow tonight I feel blue. Somehow tonight these tears of mine keep falling. Come back, sweetheart, and be true. I long to hear you whisper that you love me. I can't forget our happy days. Somehow tonight I feel lonely, my darling. Somehow tonight I feel blue. Somehow tonight these tears of mine keep falling. Come back, sweetheart, and be true. Tears of mine keep falling. Come back, sweetheart, and be true.
Just absolutely beautiful. I've got headphones on monitoring the sound, and the fiddle was in my left ear, and it was just magic. Even on the ending, he played a beautiful little counter melody right through the whole ending with those neat chord changes in it. Bobby Hicks, wonderful fiddle player. Let's listen to another track from Karina Rose Logsdon's album Bluegrass Fiddler. This is a tune called Laughing Boy.
Thank you.
Karina Rose Logsdon with Laughing Boy. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is a session on fiddle players, and we're listening for the fiddle in the music, and I just love to hear great fiddle playing. And Karina Rose Logsdon, I reckon she's listened to Kenny Baker. That could be Kenny Baker playing in parts there. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. Great music store. They cater for all tastes in music. They've got a very big instrument department, and you can buy a guitar or a ukulele or a banjo or a mandolin. They sell Deering banjos, guitars of all sorts, Martins. The owner of the shop in particular likes Martin guitars, and all the accessories you could want. All the assistants are musicians themselves, and you can talk to them, and they know the sort of thing that might help you in your needs or what you need to make your guitar sound better. Got a great department with sheet music and books and that too. So go and see Shearer's Music and tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be delighted to know that their sponsorship money is going somewhere. They've been supporting music in the Waikato area, which is where Hamilton is in New Zealand, and they've been supporting music for years, and they do a fine job. Shearer's Music Works, supporting Back Porch Bluegrass. 1983, Bill Monroe recorded an album, Bill Monroe and Friends, and he got to play some music with various country singers of the time that all were delighted to be able to play a tune with Bill Monroe. And I've selected one. It's a great tune, of course, and it's got Kenny Baker on fiddle. Who else? Just love the way he plays. And Emmylou Harris is singing with him, and it's a tune called Kentucky Waltz. I'm sure you'll be familiar with that, but listen to this version. Bill Monroe, 1983, Kentucky Waltz.
Emmylou, it's a thrill of my life to have you on the album.
Bill, thank you very much. I can truthfully say that this is a real honor to be asked to be on this record, and well, you're just the greatest.
Thank you.
In Kentucky, beneath a beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy that was lucky,
but it all had ended too soon.
And I said, oh, I can see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace in that beautiful Kentucky Thank you.
Kenny Baker playing the twin fiddles, did a bit of overdubbing there, and Bill Monroe singing with Emmylou Harris. Great version of that song. Many of you will remember when Alison Krauss was better known as a fiddle player than a singer, and she did some wonderful fiddle playing. She really was a child prodigy, you know, and she just managed to capture the rhythm, the feel of tunes. And from her album Every Time You Say Goodbye, I've selected a tune called Cluck Old Hen, and it's a different version of the tune from the one that I'm used to, but she has a band playing this. But Alison Krauss's fiddle playing is just wonderful. Here's Alison with Cluck Old Hen.
Hi, this is Ed Elfrink from Hilliard, Ohio, USA, and you're listening to the world's best bluegrass podcast, Backyard Bluegrass, with your host, Paul Trinwith. Thank you.
course, was Alison Krauss. I thought I'd play one of her beautiful songs too, with a lovely fiddle break in the middle of it. Last Love Letter. Wonderful song. I first saw Vassar Clements play way back in 1971 at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And he was playing with John Hartford at the time, and I was entranced by his playing. He just is definitely out in left field as a fiddle player, and yet he captured the essence of the song so well. He was a perfect match for what John Hartford was doing at the time. And there was a very memorable event at Bean Blossom that year where Bill Monroe had eight fiddlers in a line, and they all played versions of Sally Gooden and things like that, and Vassar Clements was lined up on the end of them. And you can imagine eight fiddle players at from 1971. There were guys like Kenny Baker there. There was all sorts of people. And when Vassar Clements played his version of Sally Gooden, it just sounded a world apart from what everyone else had done, and yet it was just really nice. He just played the notes differently from everyone else. So I've sort of vaguely followed his playing. He's definitely quite odd in terms of bluegrass fiddle players, but he does some great music. And from his album, The Bluegrass Sessions, where he uses people like some of the odds, Bobby Osborne and Doug Jernigan to back him up, I've picked a tune called Scuffing, and it sort of captures quite a lot of what Vassar Clements is about. Have a listen. That's Vassar Clements at his strangest and most interesting, and he does some wonderful playing. If you ever had a chance to watch him, you would know what I mean. The old-time fiddle is quite different, very rhythmic, and repeats the melody lots and lots of times. And a chap came out to New Zealand once to go through and play some music, Andy Fitzgibbon. And with his band, the Iron Leg Boys, he plays all sorts of great old-timey music. He's a real folklorist. And he stayed at my place because they were doing a concert in Hamilton here. And I had a tree that had been cut down in my backyard, and it was in shorts, and it just needed to be split into firewood. And he saw that, and he said, "Oh, I'm good at that." And he grabbed the axe, and in about a quarter of an hour, he split more firewood than I could have done in a weekend. And he was brilliant with an axe. Well, he's pretty good with the fiddle too. And here is a tune called The Blue-Eyed Girl, old-time fiddle from Andy Fitzgibbon and the Iron Leg Boys. Of old-time fiddle there from Andy Fitzgibbon and the Iron Leg Boys, Blue-Eyed Girl. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the day and the week. This program comes from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's goes around the access radio stations in New Zealand, goes around some access radio stations in Canada. I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass fiddle. I know Canadians love fiddle playing, and there's been some fine fiddle playing coming out of Canada. Thank you for listening. All the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the people who download the show as a podcast, thank you very much for taking an interest in my version of Bluegrass from here in the southwestern Pacific Ocean. We love the music down here, and I've loved it for more than 50 years. It's great music, and doing a show on fiddle playing is just wonderful. Should have been a two-hour show, I think. Let's have a listen to one of my favorites of all time. Very early in my listening experience for bluegrass, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys at Carnegie Hall. And here's just a tune with Paul Warren on fiddle, wonderful fiddle player, sort of old-timey fiddle player, really, and Earl Scruggs on banjo. Just called Fiddle and Banjo, I think.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, down in their part of the country, hadn't been too many years ago since just a five-string banjo, and the fiddle was kind of called a band down that way. When you mentioned a band, one reach and get the fiddle, and the other the banjo, and they had it all ready to go. So we'd like for Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren to kindly prove that to you tonight by picking a couple of numbers for you, just the five-string and the fiddle. You ready for it?
Beautiful. I just have listened to that tune, and used to play that tune with Colleen Trenwith, and it's always good fun to play. I love that little minorish lick that Earl Scruggs does there. But Paul Warren was a great fiddle player, a real stalwart in the band of Lester Flatt, and enjoyed his music immensely. What have we got next? Oh, I'm enjoying doing all these fiddle players here. Laurie Lewis is a great fiddle player. It's amazing to be so talented. She's a wonderful singer, a harmony singer, and her fiddle playing is superb. And several years ago, she and Kathy Kellick, another one of my favourites, did an album, a tribute to the songs of Vern and Ray, who were well known for the bluegrass music that they did in the 70s in particular, in the California area. And I've chosen a tune called Down Among the Budded Roses for Laurie singing lead in this one. I'm pretty sure of that. Make sure. Yes, she's doing that. Tom Rosum's doing the harmony vocal. Sally Van Meter's doing a resophonic guitar. And, of course, Laurie is playing fiddle, and it sounds lovely. Here's some bluegrass from Laurie Lewis, Kathy Kellick, and the band.
In this world
was some great singing and a wonderful fiddle break in Down Among the Budded Roses. Let's listen to Colleen Trenwith do a fiddle medley from a live concert that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970 on a small stage, action-packed, very warm room. This is a medley of three tunes. You just might recognise some of them on the fiddle. Some wonderful fiddle playing. And at that point, we'd never seen an American bluegrass band play live. We'd seen Mike Seeger play fiddle, and some Irish fiddle players had been here. And so that's all done from listening to records and lots of practice. Wonderful fiddle playing by Colleen Bain, as she was in Colleen Trenwith now, and who has just retired as Professor of Fiddle at East Tennessee State University. Wonderful contribution to the world of bluegrass music she has made. Let's listen to Mac McGaha with Reno and Smiley. He is a very bouncy, energetic fiddle player who moved around the stage a lot, leapt in and out of the microphone, and really played some wonderful music. And here he is playing one of their best-known songs, Lover, Please Come Home. Also in this, as well as Don Reno and Red Smiley, we've got John Palmer on bass and Ronnie Reno on mandolin, with Mac McGaha on fiddle.
That I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can, sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, oh please come home. That old wind is cold and slowly creeping round, and the
fire is burning low. The snow has covered up and round. Your baby's hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh, please come home.
Some great bluegrass there. Bill Monroe always loved fiddle, and loved twin fiddles and triple fiddles sometimes. And from the album Bluegrass Instrumentals, I've selected a tune called Scotland that's got two fiddles on it, Kenny Baker and Bobby Hicks. What a combination that is. Recorded in 1958, it's a tune called Scotland. Those fade innings. That's a tune called Scotland. It was always great fun to play on stage because we used to do it in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Colleen and Alan Rhodes playing fiddle. Well, I hope you'd enjoyed the show about fiddle players. Man, there's just so much I could do on this show. I love the sound of the fiddle have always enjoyed the way they approach the melody. I spent three quarters of an hour once trying to learn to play fiddle and decided it was impossible and put it aside and decided to concentrate on instruments that were a little bit easier to play, and I'm in constant admiration of fiddle players. I'd like to tell you about all the gigs that are coming up, but there's not many. But New Zealand's in level 2 lockdown, and we're easing all the time as our fight against COVID-19 has been very successful, I think. I can't tell you about the gigs yet. Let's take it out with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, one of my favourites, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and from the album 20 Year Blues, a tune called Rocking Chair Money. Fine tune. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
I got rocket chair money, I got it the hard way. I fought in every battle from the start to the VJ day. And now rock,
yeah, rock,
come on and rock,
rock on down the line.
soon get my big check, baby, and then we'll have some fun. This rocket chair money, honey, is better than tote the gun, cause I like to rock.
Yeah, rock.
Come on and rock. Rock on down the line. Say they be jealous, and some don't even care. But I got rockin' chair money to rock on the way the years. I like to rock,
yeah, rock.
Come on and rock,
rock on down the line.
Come on and rock.